is a wee saying I've come across that I'm sure you've heard this: never work with children or animals. And in my talk today, I am going to mention both children and animals, so brace yourselves. There is even a wee video of an animal coming up later on, I believe. Correct? Okay, so what on earth is he going to talk about this morning? It sounds a little bit humorous, but it's actually a very, very serious talk in a sense, because I'm going to talk about freedom. And I'm going to read a couple of scriptures in a minute that mention animals, but the main scripture really, that's the title, is Galatians 5 verse 1. It says like this: it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, don't let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. That first half says it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So freedom in Christ is the title. Let me read something from Psalm 124. I love the Psalms. I sometimes, when I'm encouraging people to start reading the Bible and they don't know where to start, I say, read a psalm a day. Keeps the doctor away. God will speak to you through the Psalms. And then I also say, read a proverb a day. It keeps the psychiatrist away. And if you read Ecclesiastes, it keeps the philosopher away. But here's Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Keep that in mind about the bird. We've escaped like a bird. And then another animal is Malachi chapter 4, verse 2 and 3. It says like this: but for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. Listen to this: you will go out and leap like a calf released from the stall. Then you will trample down the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I do these things, says the Lord Almighty. It is for freedom, not bondage, not to be chained, not to be limited, not to be caged, not to be robbed. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Nobody wants to be chained in this room. Nobody wants to be in a cage. Nobody wants to be in a snare. Nobody wants life to pass them by. Isn't that the truth? Yet many people are chained. Many people are in bondage. Many people would want to be set free. Do you know what one of the worst types of bondage? To be once free and then to choose to go back. In Proverbs, proverb today keeps a psychiatrist away. There is a proverb about a dog. It says like this: a dog, and I love dogs, but I couldn't eat a whole one. But I love dogs, but it says a dog returns to its vomit. Actually, human beings, sometimes we return to the past, or we return to something that's not good for us. But in Christ, there's freedom from that. Isn't that good news? And here's a couple of questions I like to, when I'm dabbling in counseling. I'm not a great counselor or anything like that, but I've come across a few little sort of things that are helpful in counseling. And people want to develop, they want to be free, or they want to walk into new things in their lives. Here's a couple of questions I sometimes ask. And I mention these just to show that we all have a desire for true freedom. If your past wasn't an issue, what would you do? Suddenly the lights go on. I think I'd make an effort. I think I'd do that night class. I think I would go on that holiday. I think I would get over something or other. If your past wasn't an issue, what would you do? Here's another question, very useful. If fear wasn't an issue, what would you do? I would hand glide. I would like to share from the front a testimony. If fear wasn't an issue, what would you do? Oh, to be free. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Here's another question. What sort of person do you really want to be? And I'll tell you a story. During my time, I've met some very disturbed people. And one of the most challenging people I ever met was probably a sociopath, maybe even a psychopath. And basically, he had no conscience for hurting people, didn't care what society think, and he carried himself very aggressively. In fact, he was quite a scary character. He would tell me stories about what was going through his head in the surgery, and he would act it out in front of me, how he felt like ripping somebody's head off and different things like that. And I thought, how on earth do you help someone like that? And I got a bit of wisdom one day. I said, is there anything in life you'd love to be able to do, but you can't? And tears started to come into his eyes. I would love to take my son to school without being afraid I would fly off the handle and hurt someone. And I had challenged him, and I said, why don't you take your son to school? Make it a goal. Let something rise up in you to overcome that. And he went, and he did that, and he came back to see me, and it made his day, it made his week. It was hard, because when people looked at him, he got a little bit paranoid, and the feelings came, the anger came. But even in such a man, there was a longing in his heart to be different, to be free from the things that had controlled him. Are we not all sociopaths? Are we not all people who would love to be like Jesus more than we are? And as Scripture says like this, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. If Christ has set me free, I don't want to settle for anything less than his best in my life. Now, the freedom Christ gives, real quick, is multifaceted. It's not a political freedom we're talking about here. It's not the freedom to do anything you like, but it's a freedom that is nevertheless very powerful and very real. Let me mention very quickly some of the things that Christ sets us free from. And here's the tick these boxes off in your life. Think to yourself, Christ died to make this a possibility in my life. And here are some of the amazing things he set us free from. He wants to set us free from the guilt and penalty of all the wrong things we've done. Isn't that fantastic? To have a clear conscience, to know that you're forgiven and that guilt has no place in your life. Many people would give their right arm for a clear conscience. Many people would give both their arms for a clear conscience. I want to tell you some good news. Now listen, I'm going to use my words very carefully. Here's some good news. Jesus is not going to die for your sins. He's already died for your sins. Wow. I can be free from guilt, the fear of the penalty of all my wrongdoing, because Jesus has already died and risen from the dead. This freedom is multifaceted. I can be free from the very power of evil and sin to control and to bind us. Isn't that good news? There is power to overcome because Christ died and rose from the dead. I remember several years ago, we were doing some outreach, and I think it was down in Highfield direction. And I remember a group of women, actually, and we were sort of talking about the Bible and God, and maybe we're talking about Christ and freedom in Christ, and some of them were struggling to, you know, make that surrender, make that choice, make that decision. And I said like this, I'll never forget this. Let me tell you what God will do to you. I'm going to be up front, small print. I'm going to reveal the small print. Let me tell you what God will do to you if you surrender to him. Because sometimes people are afraid to surrender to God. Sometimes we would prefer a cage. The security of a cage. The security of a pen. The security of not stepping out into something fresh and new. Let me tell you what God's going to do to you. If the Holy Spirit starts to come into your life, here's what he's going to do to you. And this is Galatians 5, by the way. He's going to produce love, joy, peace, patience, self-control, and kindness. And this woman from Highfield said, I would like that. I would like to be like that. I don't know anyone with an ounce of sense who would not like to be a loving person, to know joy that doesn't depend on circumstances, to know peace that's better than understand, to have self-control. I know people who would long to have self-control because they're out of control into all kinds of bondages. That's what God is up to. And when the Bible says it is for freedom that Christ has set us free, that's the freedom that he brings us into. It's fantastic to be set free, to be set free from those evil thoughts, those controlling demons, those addictions. It is for freedom that Christ will set us free. And to be free to glorify God and to enjoy God and to live a life that pleases God. That's the longing. That's the desire. It is for freedom that Christ will get us free, sets us free. Now, just in case you haven't got it, how good this is, how wonderful this is, how serious this is, I'm going to give you a couple of pictures of animals and a child. God speaks in pictures to us. Did you know that? Because we can't seem to get it without a picture. And I want you to imagine that there is a bird that is born, and it's immediately put into a cage, and the gate is closed. And the whole of its life up to this point, it knows nothing about the wind. It knows nothing about the trees. It knows nothing about the open field. It is in absolute captivity. I want you to imagine that. And I want you to imagine that someone comes and opens the cage door and says to this little bird, fly away. And you're the bird and I'm the bird. And you stick your wee toe out. It's a little bit scary. It's a little bit scary, isn't it? Is there something out there that God has bought for me? Have I been designed for something bigger than this cage? Am I so precious to God that he has got something bigger than me being trapped in this fowler's trap? And I began to think of people. I began to think of lost people. I began to think how precious people are, more precious than a bird. I began to think of precious people I work with, precious people in my family, precious neighbors, and how apologetic I've been for sharing the gospel when all the gospel is the door is open and that you are now set free from all those negative things. Isn't it a tragedy that men and women are in a cage when they were created to fly? And Jesus says this, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. But there's something even more tragic than that bird that was born and never experienced freedom. Can you imagine being a bird and you are free and you're over the open fields and you feel the wind and you're on top of the trees and then you're caught and you're put in a cage and it's a distant memory. And I began to think, the devil's a dirty fighter. There's people here and you've tasted Christ. You've tasted freedom. You've tasted the open field. But you've gone back to the cage. I've got good news for you. You don't have to make a career out of it. You are free. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. I love the picture of a bird. It's interesting, when Jesus was asked about worry and anxiety, he didn't say like this, let me share with you Carl Rogers, no relative, Carl Rogers' psychodynamic theory of the ego and the id. Do you know what he said when he was preaching about worry? And I'm sorry if this doesn't sound too fancy enough for us. Look at the birds. Are you not more precious than a bird? The answer is yes, by the way. We are more precious than a bird. If Heavenly Father takes good care of the birds, how much more will he take care of you? What would my life be like if I was free as a bird, if I actually believed God liked me more than birds?
I love birds.
But I love people. God loves birds. God loves calves. God loves dogs. God loves trees. But none of them come close to the love he has for each one in this room. It is for freedom that Christ had set us free. And so I love this phrase, you know, a bird in its element is not in a cage. And they're human beings, and we're called to be in our element. What is your element? God wants you to be in your element. He wants you to fly. He wants you to soar in the Spirit. He wants you to glorify God, enjoy God. Be who you were created to be. Be who you are in Christ. It is for freedom. Christ set us free. Don't allow yourself to go back to bondage. A little story or anecdote. There's some people in life, I've shared this before, and I say it again because it's important, but there's some people in life, I love them because they make me feel uncomfortable in a good way. And I could name names here, but there are some people, they have like, there are people like, Steve McClurg's not here today, but he makes me feel uncomfortable because he cares about the unreached and the lost in the Muslim world. He makes me feel uncomfortable, but there's something in me. I would like to be somebody who cares for the Muslim world, who would make the most of the opportunity we have with these people groups who will have never heard the gospel. There are people who make me feel uncomfortable because they're people of faith and they stir faith in me. People in this room, Dot Heaney, oh, I mentioned the name, gift of faith, always sees the positive side, always believes God could turn it around. She stirs me. She makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm like a little bird, and these people are saying, step out of the cage, you know, operate in faith, have a big global vision. Or evangelists, they're always concerned about other people. And there's something in me, I want that to be my element, but I'm a wee bit scared to step out of the cage. And there's people like Liz Brown who are always caring for people to a degree I have not touched upon. And she makes me feel challenged. But there is a place in God where we love people and we have mercy for people. And that's our element, ladies and gentlemen. Why not be who we really are in Christ? It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. We're more afraid of stepping out into the open field than we are of cages. And I'm now learning to realize I don't want to be caged. I don't want to be a bird in a cage, and I don't have to be. I don't have to be. Be in your element. So now I want to mention another animal, which is, in a sense, it's not a calf. I want to tell you about a bull. And I came across a little video on YouTube, which we're going to show in a little minute. And the story with this video is that this is a bull. Now, I know people maybe here from the farming community will struggle with this because bulls can be pretty nasty things sometimes. And sometimes they do need chained up and they need penned. But in this video, there is a bull that the story is has never, ever, ever been free. It's been chained all its life and confined to a pen. And someone comes along, cuts the chain and lets the bull go out free. What's the bull going to do? Is it going to gore someone? Is it going to just stay there? What is the bull going to do when it tastes freedom for the first time? And that's a cue for a video. So let's have a look at this. Do we have sound with that?
you shall go out leaping like a calf from a stall, a full-grown bull, when it was set free, was like a calf leaping. That's a picture, folks, of freedom in Christ. Metaphorically speaking and spiritually speaking, we are designed to leap like a calf, not to be chained or penned. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. There is something more precious than a bull here, and that's us. There's something more moving than a bull being set free for the first time, and that's human beings and the people we love and care for being set free in Christ. I had a little selfish thought, just to use your, children are selfish in a sense, in a good sense. And my little selfish thought was, if there's any human being ever going to leap like a calf, I want to be that. If that's freedom in Christ, I don't want to settle for anything less. Look at the birds. Look at the calves, animals. Look at children. There's one thing I really like about Leah, Chris, and it isn't the fact she looks like you, but that is a good thing, yeah. Here's something I really, really love about Leah. She's not worried about mortgages. Do we stay in Europe or leave Europe? She's not bothered. If the home nations qualify in Euro, doesn't bother her. She's got perspective. She's got safety. She's covered. She's free. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Don't allow anything to bind you. Finally, I hear you cry, if only it was that simple, Stephen. It is simple. But it cost him everything. Creation costs God nothing. When he created the birds, he says, birds fly. They just flew. Cattle, there's the grass, eat it. They just eat the grass. Galaxies come into being. Black holes come into being. DNA come into being. Light be. Easy peasy. Didn't cost God anything. He speaks and it happens. It is for freedom. Christ has set us free. He speaks, takes care of it. But redemption, to set us free, costs God everything. His Son, the blood, the cross, taking on the full vent of the powers of darkness, death itself, and then on the third day, he rose from the dead. And that Christ says, I did this not so you could live in a cage. I did this not that you would go back to the vomit. I did this not that you would be penned like that bull. I did all of this so that you could be free.